All right. Welcome, everyone, to Ask the Pastor. I'm your host, Blake Gideon, senior pastor of the First Baptist Church in Edmond, Oklahoma. I'm not dressed up for the podcast. I just got finished with a funeral. And there is a very important question that I received today that I wanted to answer. I'm thankful for this question. I'm thankful the person trusts me with this question, and I did not want to leave them hanging. So I'm going to jump right on this one question for today. And I hope it gives some wisdom to the person who asked it. It says, Pastor Gideon, I have a question about a situation I'm struggling with and how I apply scripture to it. My sister's wedding and bridal shower are coming up, and I'm unsure if I should attend. She has already gotten married due to the current issues such as COVID, but is choosing to do the whole wedding ordeal at a later time, which I completely understand and have no issue with. What I'm struggling with is that she has chosen to deceive some of the people, making them think she is unmarried and getting married on her wedding date. I know it's a white lie. It's a lie. There's no such thing as white lies. It's either a lie or it's not. All lies are lies. And so it's a lie, right? But the Bible doesn't make a distinction, as you say here, good job, between two types of deception. And she has a history of being a pathological liar. I love my sister and want to be there, but I'm not sure if I should be condoning deception. Ephesians 5 has been leaving me feeling convicted, where it speaks about not partaking with those who speak deception and instead of exposing them. I would like to know if attending / helping is partaking. Well, let's just go ahead and say this is not an easy one to answer. What's funny is I read your question yesterday, and I read the first part of it. I didn't read all of it until just now. And I have my Bible open to Ephesians chapter 5. So I think the Lord is speaking to you, obviously, out of Ephesians 5. Like I said, I read the first part of your question when I was driving down the road yesterday. I didn't read all of it, and so I didn't even know you had that reference to Ephesians 5 in there. But Ephesians 5 is where I was going to point you today. So obviously God is speaking to your heart from Ephesians chapter 5, and you need to pray and wrestle with God about this. Now, I'm not going to leave you hanging. I'm going to try to give you some advice. So let's go ahead and read Ephesians 5 for the rest of our audience. Ephesians 5 says in verse 1, therefore be imitators of God as beloved children and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God. But sexual immorality and all impurity or covetousness must not even be named among you, as is proper among the saints. Let there be no filthiness, no foolish talk or crude joking, which are out of place. But instead, let there be thanksgiving. For you may be sure of this, that everyone who's sexually immoral or impure, or who is covetousness, that is an idolater, has no inheritance in the kingdom of God in Christ. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not become partners with them. For at the time you were in darkness, but now you are in the light of the Lord. Walk as children of the light, for the fruit of the light is found in all that is good, right, and true. And try to discern, that's what you're wanting, try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of these things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. For anything that becomes visible is light. Okay. You're in a tough situation. I'll go ahead and acknowledge that. This is your sister's wedding. I don't know if you're a part of it, like as far as the bridal party or if you're just attending. I think I'm trying to process in my own mind. I want to give you a biblical answer. So I could just do the pastor thing and say, hey, Here's the word of God. God's already dealing with you from this passage. God led me to this passage in talking to you. It's pretty clear. He says, do not take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. It sounds like to me that God has already spoken to you from this verse. This verse is clear as far as what our relationship is to be to darkness. Now, of course, your sister is lying, and to those who are coming to the wedding thinking that she's not married, but in reality she is, that is indeed an unfruitful work of darkness. And so that's the easy answer. I would say to you, you need to pray through it. You need to wrestle with God, and God will give you an answer. Okay? He will give you an answer. If you can't do it in faith, then you shouldn't do it. So that's the easy answer. But now let me walk with you through it and think about all the options. So my question would be to you, are you a part of the wedding as far as the bridal party, or are you just attending the wedding? I could be wrong, but I'm going to make a distinction there. All right. If you're a part of the bridal party, then obviously you are actually a part of the deception. But if you're just attending, that's not on you, that's on her. Does that make sense? So you, it might be possible for you to say, listen, I'm going to be at your wedding because I want to support you, but I can't be a part of the bridal party. My conscience won't allow me. God won't allow me. And I'm sorry if that's offensive, but I have to obey God. If you haven't talked to her about this, I would talk to her about it. I would go to her. I would share with her your feelings. And hopefully she'll understand. But I do think, first of all, you need to pray and wrestle with God about it. I do want to make a distinction between being a part of the bridal party and just attending. And again, I want to repeat myself for a purpose. If you're a part of the bridal party, it sounds like it would be a part of the deception. But if you're just attending, then that's on them. That's on her. That's not on you. So don't put it on yourself. So thank you for your question today. I hope that helps. God bless you. Till we meet again, serve the King.